Chapter 25. Turning pale, Ben chewed once and stopped. Tormac was a warrior. He had the scars to show for it. The steel on his wide hips was heavy, and the dark eyes over his big fat nose made him all the more menacing. This was not what I needed.
"Well, bug eyes,"
Tormac said in a grisly voice, smashing his fist into his hands.
"What are you looking at?"
"Don't hurt him, Tormac. He hasn't had his milk yet,"
someone shouted. The tavern erupted in laughter. Ben's cheeks turned red. Tormac chuckled as he pawed at his beard.
"What's the matter, bug eyes? Did you leave your cow at the barn?"
More laughter. Ben looked at me. Tormac looked at me. All eyes were on me. I hitched my arm over the back of my chair, leaned back, tossed my hair over my shoulder, and said,
"What are you looking at, ogre nose?"
It got so quiet I could hear Tormac blink. I continued,
"The last time I saw nostrils that big, dwarfs were mining copper out of them."
Somebody laughed somewhere. I think it was the barmaid.
"What?"
Tormac said, hand falling to his blade.
"Ah, good idea. Get your nose picker out. I think I see a boulder. A booger in there."
Chuckling ensued. Tormac leered around, bringing the chuckles to an abrupt stop.
"Or is that a toothpick? You could use it. I can see a halfling wedged in that gap between your teeth."
The entire room erupted. My chair clacked on the floor as I teetered forward and stood up, smiling. Tormac's face was red as his beard.
"You're gonna die,"
he said through clenched teeth. I fanned my hand in front of my face and said,
"What happened with you and that half-orc out there? Did you eat him?"
Food fell from Ben's mouth. The entire tavern was doubled over now, except Tormac. He swung. I ducked.
"Let's settle this at the table,"
I said, dodging another swing.
"My arm against yours."
Tormac stopped. An ugly smile started on his face. He was taller than me and as thick as an anvil. An oversized man with the girth of a dwarf. I was strong, as strong as any man. But Tormac was more than that. He was a mountain. He pulled out a chair and sat down. To the cry of cheers, I joined him. I looked at my right arm, my dragon arm. It was still well concealed. And Tormac, I'd known he was right-handed when he reached for his sword. Of course, you could always tell by which side of the hip it rested on. We locked hands.
"I win, you leave. You win, I leave."
I scanned the crowd. Hope filled the eyes of some.
"For good."
"Ah!"
he nodded.
"You'll be leaving all right,"
he growled.
"In pieces. Your friend, too."
The barkeep raised his arms, hushing the crowd, then wrapped both hands around our knuckles.
"That's odd,"
the barkeep said, looking at me.
"You have very rugged skin."
"Get on with it,"
Tormac said, sneering.
"I broke that last man's arm at the elbow, and I'm gonna do worse to yours."
He spat juice on the floor. I winked. His knuckles turned white as he began squeezing my hand. I'd never arm wrestled such a big, big man.
"Ready?"
the barkeeper started.
"Set. Wrestle."
Tormac put his shoulder into it, shoving my arm down. The crowd roared as my arm bent towards the table. He was strong. Every bit as strong as he looked. A real brute who knew what he was doing.
"Come on, dragon."
I stopped the descent inches from the table and heaved back. Tormac's eyes widened as I began pushing his arm back. The lively crowd found new life.
He's pushing Tormac back.
Impossible,
someone said. I love the attention. I put more dragon muscle into it.
Ugh!
I forced Tormac's arm past the starting point and back.
Golden Eyes is winning.
Sweat dripped from Tormac's forehead and down his nose. The salty taste of my own sweat stung my eyes. I pushed his arm downward, little by little.
No!
Tormac yelled.
No one beats me.
The big man snorted in fury, shoving me back, up, up to the starting point and backward. The entire tavern exploded with shouts of cheers and triumph. I felt my own ears redden now. My dragon arm was aching. It was fast. But how strong was it, actually?
Hang on, dragon.
I was, barely. I fought back with everything I had, shoving the brute's arm back. We teetered from the starting point. Back and forth. Part of the crowd was chanting,
Tormac! 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 Tormac!
The other part chanted,
Dragon! 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 Dragon!
I liked that, but it wasn't helping. Tormac shoved my arm back down. My knuckles barely an inch from the table. Tormac was huffing and puffing. I held on, arm throbbing, head aching. I fought on. I didn't care who you were or what you did. I wasn't going to lose to anyone. Not while I lived. I shoved back with everything I had. Tormac's eyes were full of triumph as he said,
You're finished!
Something in the man's face angered me. An evil menace lurked there. A bully. A man of violence, a troublemaker. A thug for hire, a kidnapper. Maybe a murderer. I could see the truth. This man had preyed on the weak all his life. Used his gifts for evil, not good. My inner furnace was stoked.
No, Tormac,
I growled.
You're finished, not I.
I shoved his arm upward. My dragon arm may not have been stronger, but it hadn't tired.
No,
Tormac snarled. Our wrists reached the starting point, and Tormac's arm went down. The roaring crowd were jumping to their feet.
Dragon! 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 Dragon!
Tormac was shaking his head. Desperation filled his eyes. I took a quick, deep breath and shoved everything into it.
No!
Tormac pleaded. I slammed his knuckles under the table. Chest heaving, I managed to say,
Time to go, Tormac!
The crowd was all smiles as they helped the exhausted man out of his chair. His eyes were weak as he held his arm and was shoved towards the door with the crowd turning on him.
Get out of here, Tormac! You stink the place up!
Be a stranger!
Your mother's a bugbear!
Raising my arm in the air and waving, I said,
That's enough, everyone! It's time to celebrate that he's gone!
The room fell silent. I had a very bad feeling. Someone gasped. Others pointed. Ben was pointing to his arm. I looked at mine. My dragon arm had returned. Black as the night. Strong as steel. Beautiful as a black pearl. Welcome back, I said.
What manner of trickery is this?
He's a changeling.
A demon. Fiend.
I shot Ben a look and mouthed the words, Get to the horses. Something as big as a ham and hard as a rock smacked into my face.